也就开始了啊，
哎哎，
开始讲了。今天小高 we're returning from the market after buying several more mooncakes。那我会说，第二段呢，我们要讲到嫦娥奔月。
OK，
嫦娥的故事，小高呢，哇，一边吃月饼一边津津有味的听着
yeah,
这个故事是怎么样的呢？ Yeah. 还不时的抬起头来，天真的望着我哈。
That's right。
就瞪着天真的大眼睛说，啊，这是为什么呢？
为什么呢？
这是为什么呢？好，
为什么呢？
我们就给他讲喽。来 ，In the beginning。但是小高 follow through with the deal， 一开始他是不是答应这个 deal？
对对，number two， 嫦娥 is the goddess of what？
Goddess 是女神，
嗯、
G O D D E S S， goddess 是上帝哈，
对
，god 啊，所以 goddess 是女神。
对，
那么嫦娥是什么的女神呢？象征着什么呢？
嗯 ，number three。Why shouldn't 小高 eat too many mooncakes?
我要告诉他说，你不能吃太多月饼。中国人说过犹不及。
真的假的
？Too much, it equals nothing.
真的假的？
你不觉得吗？
What a waste it is.
好，来看看第二段的新单词 ，new words for dialogue two.
Lead someone up the garden path.
把某人领向花园的小径。
Yeah.
Lead someone up the garden path.大家听注意哦，这个词听上去挺浪漫的
yeah,
但实际上呢
不是一个
是另外的意思，
对，不是一个好意思，意思就是说你在骗别人，
就是我悄悄的把你带上了一条小道、
right. yeah, if you lead someone up the garden path you're deceiving them you're like lying to them，
然后当这个人一转头你发现身后就没有人了
That's right、
hey. 就悄悄的骗上了道
Hey, don't lead me up the garden path Just be honest
不要误导我
Yeah, yeah 你到底什么意思
Lead someone up the garden path To deceive someone 就欺骗某人 D-E-C-E-I-V-E 啊，这个词还比较重 Lead someone up the garden path Garden 是花园啊，那我把你带我
途径吧，是吧？
你知道在《聊斋志异》这些过程当，这些故事当中啊，
不知道。你给我说，刚说吧，是个故事吧
？Fine，
古代的故事，我
下一个，
上来了，没有
没有，《聊斋志异》的这个故事呢？No brother，
Oh brother，
讲的就是人和鬼。
哎
呀，算了，今天不急讲这个，
哎、
改天细细跟你道聊斋。
好，
完了，这下更复杂了。
好好好
，lead someone up the garden path。
It just means to deceive someone。
我就想说，聊斋很多故事呢，就是发生在花园里面的。
Oh, that's right. That's right.
云雾缭绕，雾里看。
That sounds interesting.
这个时候，鬼怪就变成人形出现。
哦，好刺激。哇、cool
确实是你们好莱坞的 3D 风格
哦哇、
lead someone up the garden path to save someone 哈、
OK
说到这
next we have immortality yeah, immortality 这是个名词 a noun OK it means
先说说拼写
that's right OK oh good idea I-M-M-O-R-T-A-L-I-T-Y.
Immortal, immortality.
Ooh, I like that word you said, immortal. If you are immortal, it means you can live forever. So immortality is the ability to live forever.
就是长生不老。
That's right. I can say, do you have the gift of immortality? Or I can ask you, are you immortal?
Oh, I'd rather be a dead horse.
Hey, don't be a dead horse. Be immortal. Hey, aren't those vampires immortal? Vampires from Twilight?
不是这个世界上哪里有什么东西是 immortal. Even the universe will die in a day. One day.
Really? Yeah, some... Well, 这个
你是希望能够得到长生不老药呢？
我觉得吧
You want to be immortal?
Yeah, I do, actually. That'd be really cool. Wouldn't you... What, you don't want to be immortal? Come on, like...Twilight?
Well, if you believe it's immortal, then it would be immortal. If you believe the souls are immortal, then it would be immortal.
Oh, 这个我不相信。
我相信。
但是我宇宙我觉得还是无限的。
是。
Yeah. Oh, I know.
好说吧。
We should make a,
万事都有 beginning.
Yeah,
what do you think?
我觉得哲学这个东西特别有意思。
It's not 哲学 it's 天文学
是吗
其实最后呢它不是哲学、
okay.
不是天文学它是数学、
yeah. OK OK 物理学
So we'd better beat a dead horse
OK
那我们看看下面一个啊，长兄不老就是怎么说的下面一个我们来看看拟人怎么说
OK Personify
Wow Personify
Let me spell that
Person
There you go You found it 你找到了它的 root word
Personify这个词听上去好怪哦，我们以为是 personify
的。Ah, that's right. Let's spell it here. P-E-R-S-O-N-I-F-Y. Jingjing has found the word person in it, and it has a lot to do with person. If you personify something, an inorganic object, like, for example, a bottle of water, if you personify it, you portray it as a person.Okay.
你把什么东西拟人化
That's right
或者是那朵花吧它基本上就是一个人
That's right A lot of times movies and novels and books will personify objects
那个你看我们晚上经常是看到月亮、
That's、
我们就在那个月亮里头呢是就
是
人的、
就是、
对吧
就是一个对 You can personify it right Some stories will personify the moon Some stories personify the sun They say hey the sun is not a star It's actually a person a beingthat's called personification.
Personification.
Ooh.
这是修辞学。
对，很高级。
这是修辞学，让大家知道 personify 就好了。你还要吃个月饼，还有拟人，真是的啊！吃得香也要学得香才好。
嗯。
下面一个来 ，to make a long story short， 简而言之，对不对
？Yeah, that's right.
Oh, let me make a long story short.
Yeah, if you make a long story short, it means you're summarizing a very detailed bit of information. For example, when people say Well, 高木宏，你为什么来中国？ I'm saying, well, to make a long story short, I'm really interested in the culture, right?、
哦、就是说，简而言之吧，反正呢，说个三天三夜也说不完，但是我准备一句话概括一下。
实际上一言难尽，说来话很长，但是我要说得很快，因为时间不够。什么什么什么？
没关系，那我就给大家朗诵一首诗吧。
There you go。
时间不够，我给大家朗诵一首诗。
Yeah.
Commonly before summarizing a very detailed bit of information to make a long story short.
That's right.
我长话短说，我一语中的，我就下回再分解。
Ooh, okay.
So make a long story short. 下面一个，我们来看看，在传统的美式俚语当中，怎么样来形容自己的丈夫。不是 husband 吗？
也可以说 husband,
好吃
饭
的，
也可以说 husband， 还有另外一个说法叫做 hubby。
hubby，
哎 ，not hubby， hubby， 呵
呵 ，hubby。
对，yeah， hubby 就是爱好 ，h o b b y， 这个是爱好。Hubby, H-U-B-B-Y, 这个就是 hubby, 就是老公的意思。
真的吗？
真的，真的不
讲。听上去有点像 hubby。
对，但是你要仔细听。
Hubby, 但是你听 ,honey, hubby, baby。
你太可爱了，你太可爱了。
哎，那个，那老婆怎么说呀？Wifey。
而且，okay。
算了，别叫 wifey 了，别叫 wifi 好了。
网络上经常出现 wifey。
真的有吗？
真的有，真的有。但是在口语当中，我们不这么说 wifey。
所以说，这个老公老婆已经过时了，就应该说 hubby wifey。
That's right。
Honey.
That's right. Yeah, the wifey.
Daddy, mommy, nanny.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Grandpa.
Yeah. We can say, how's your hubby doing? Oh, good. 常用于就是媳妇儿一个老婆把她自己的老公当做 hubby。比如说我不能说，哎，你的 hubby 怎么样？哎，因为 hubby 这个词有点亲密，知道吗？
哎呦，有点亲密，要的就是亲密呀。
对对对对，所以就是it's better for a wife.To call her own husband a hubby. Be like, I miss my hubby, you know, or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Hello, hubby, 小调皮
There you go, yeah.
就麻屎了
That's right.
Legend has it.
Oh, legend has it.
传说中
传说中 legend,
legend has it.
Legend has it that Chang E lives on the moon.
联想集团说 legend has it.
Yeah, legend has it that there's a dragon that lives at the bottom of the lake. Legend has it that.
好鬼才信呢。
Legend has it that Hou Yi lives in the sun.
Legend has it 小高高木宏是通过挖地球的方式来到中国的。
这个是事实，好不好？ 相亲不相亲
Oh brother
Oh
brother Here we go again
我又开始了
又开始
又开始
又来了
OK
那我们来看看肚子疼怎么说这个
哎呀我的 My tummy aches My tummy
How old are you 怎么老是你
我就是我年龄不大我的年龄不大好不好哎 ，Tommy，
确实太老的。
OK，Tommy 这个词，就是 stomach 是上面，就是我们的肚子，我们的胃。Tommy 是个比较可爱的词。
Tommy ache。
对，小孩把他们的肚子叫做 Tommy， 比如说妈妈 ，my tummy hurts， stomach ache 当你有肚子疼 ，ache 就是疼嘛，比如说 head ache 疼，头疼。如果你有肚子疼的话，你就说哎 ，I have a tummy ache。
我像是记得在一个哪一个动画片里面、
uh-huh.
啊，那个配音演员说的是 ，Mom, my tummy ache， 很好玩。
哦，你太可爱了。
就是肚子疼。
Oh、yeah, that's right。
因为动画片里都非常夸张嘛。
That's right。
Mom, my tummy ache
。I love it. I love it。
肚子疼就是 tummy ache。
That's
right。T-U-M-M-Y-A-C-H。E.
That's right.
A stomach ache.
A stomach ache.
A stomach ache.
Yeah, but isn't tummy ache just 更可爱了，对不对？
今天肚子疼最好还是少疼一点比较好。
Okay.
你要是月饼吃多了，你说不定会肚子疼。好了，接下来我们看看第二段的对话是这样的。小高先开始吧。
Okay. Wow. These moon cakes are gonna be delicious. Okay. See ya. I'm gonna go home now.
Ah, not so fast, mister. I thought we had a deal. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going home. I'm tired.
Oh, so you were just leading me off the garden path this whole time?
Okay, I'll listen.
All right. The Mid-Autumn Festival is strongly associated with the legends of Houyi and Chang'e. Chang'e is the moon goddess of immortality.
Cool. So is it safe to say that Chang'e is the moon?
Not quite. This story...doesn't actually personify the moon. Chang'e just lives on the moon.
Oh, cool.
Okay, to make a long story short, Chang'e swallowed a pill that granted her eternal life. Her hubby Houyi was supposed to take it instead. Anyways, Chang'e ended up flying to the moon, and Houyi goes to visit her once a year. In fact, that is the reason why the moon is so full and bright on this great night.
Oh, well, so what about Houyi? Where does he live?
Legend has it that he built himself a palace on the sun.
Oh, so I finally know what the Mid-Autumn Festival is all about. Man, I'm glad I listened. You were right. It was really interesting and definitely worth the extra mooncakes.
Oh, well, just don't eat too many or else you'll get a tummy ache.
Word.
Yeah.
Word, man.
重温 review.
That's right.
上周学的 word.
That's right. Word.
Gotcha.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
在这里重现了一遍啊。
Word. Okay.
好吧，接下来我们给大家讲一讲哈、啊，这个刚才说的一长段话究竟说了些什么啊？
也、yeah, 可以。
小高，你来说，我来翻译吧。
好的。Wow, these mooncakes are going to be delicious. Okay.See ya. I'm going home now.
拿到月饼就说哇太好吃了好吧就这样吧我回家了
And Jing Jing says Not so fast mister I thought we had a deal
哎等等你不能拿了就跑啊我们刚才不是说好了的吗你去哪儿啊
And I say I'm going home I'm tired
我要回家了我累了
And Jing Jing says Oh so you were just leading me up the garden path this whole time
搞半天你在忽悠我呢、huh? You led me off the garden path this whole afternoon
Okay I'll listen
好吧一怒之下他就说嗯好吧那就听听吧
And Jing Jing says Alright The Mid-Autumn Festival is strongly associated with the legend of Houyi and Chang'e Chang'e is the moon goddess of immortality
好吧现在我就来告诉你这个关于月亮的故事中秋节呢跟这个传说中的后羿嫦娥是分不开的嫦娥是象征什么呢这个我不翻译嫦娥 is the moon goddess of immortality
That's right And I say, oh cool So is it safe to say that 嫦娥 is the moon?
那小高眼珠咕噜一转说那岂不是就等于说嫦娥是月亮的象征咯
Jing Jing says, not quite This story doesn't actually personify the moon 嫦娥 just lives on the moon.
哦，不是不是的，这个传说呢，并不是要把月亮拟人化，而是告诉你，嫦娥她是住在月亮上的。
对，仅此而已。Oh, I say, oh, cool.
好吧，那明白了。
And Jingjing says, to make a long story short, 嫦娥, she swallowed a pill that granted her eternal life. And her hubby, Po Yi, was supposed to take it instead. Anyways, 嫦娥 ended up flying to the moon, and Po Yi goes to visit her once a year. In fact,That is the reason why the moon is so full and bright on this great night.
哎呀，是这样的，本来这个后羿呢是偷了一位神仙的长生不老药，结果他美丽的妻子嫦娥为了帮助人们脱离他的统治嘛，就偷偷的喝下了这个长生不老药。他喝药之后发现自己飘起来了，然后就飞向月亮。但是后羿因为十分喜爱他美若天仙的妻子，于是呢也不忍心把他从月亮上边射过。
Wow, and I say, well, what about Hou Yi? Where does he live?
现在他住哪呢?
Well, legend has it that he built himself a palace on the sun.
Oh, 在太阳上给自己修建了一个宫殿啊。哇，他每天一定要用很多空调费的啊。
对，我觉得他能够就晒太阳是吧？我觉得他皮肤有点黑，你觉得？你觉得？
这个观察倒是
天天可以晒太阳。
角度哦，那他自然是 get tanned every day.
That's right.
哦，他的肤色一定
是
如巧克力色。
哇，对。And I say, well, I finally know what the Mid-Autumn Festival is all about.
Oh.
I'm so glad I was.
哎，终于知道了这个传说的来龙去脉哈。现在我可以好好吃月饼了吧？总是惦记着吃他的月饼。
Yeah. And you say don't eat too many, or else you'll get a tummy ache.
吃太多，不然的话会肚子疼的。
Yeah. Word, word up.
Word, word, word. 好，知道了，知道，没问题。来看看，最后我们来说说第一个问题是。
In the beginning, does Xiao Gao follow through with the deal?
请问。在一开始的时候呢，小高有没有遵守 follow through the deal？ 他是属于那种啊，典型的拿了就跑，
就是那个说到没做到吧？嗯， okay.
拿了就跑，
okay.
转身拿了就跑。
Number
有没有答案呢？你检查一下了。
Let's see here. Yes, we do. And Say says in the beginning, Xiao Gao does not follow through with the deal. He really led Jingjing up the garden path.
Woo!非常正确。
That's right.
我们大家都知道你是怎么样一个人。
That's right. That's right. Number two, 嫦娥 is the goddess of what?
是什么方面的女神呢？啊，雅典娜是什么女神？哈，维纳斯是什么女神？嫦娥是什么女神？这个要搞清楚。
Again, Say says, 嫦娥 is the moon goddess of immortality.
就是，我们都知道嘛，在阴历8月15的晚上，
right.
小孩子都能看到月亮上有一位女子。
You are right.
她就是住在月亮上的仙子。
Wow.
所以呢，月亮才会发光。
水亮的头。
孩子如果要想变漂亮的话，或者是要有一位如意郎君的话，都要供奉月亮。
供奉月亮。
中秋的时候呢，孩子们也可以向月亮仙子许愿，祈求他们能够梦想成真。
That's right. 哦，梦想成真。
就是啊。
Yeah.
所以晚上今天晚上看月亮哈。
That's right.
牛魔王说要出来晒月亮这样的。
最后一个问题，最后一个 ，Why shouldn't 小高 eat too many mooncakes?
Because he will get a tummy ache.